tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving.
With Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
up. Tired of going down, tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
again. Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
This is 105.7 CFW. 1057 CFW. 90s and more. For Eau Claire, 105.7 CFW.
Through the fire.
listen to 105.7 CFW anytime on demand with your smart devices and our free Civic Media app. Whether you're floating down the Chippewa River or firing up the grill in the backyard, make CFW your official summer music playlist, 80s, 90s, and more, anytime with the free Civic Media app and 105.7 CFW.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Always I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Just
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
I've got a secret.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Do it, getting undone. Losing my hands, spinning down.
To know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at PeckRoofingInc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to become community scientists by contributing to the Game Bird Survey. According to a press release, the survey will be open through the end of the month and seeks to measure the reproductive status of game birds across the state. The data collected from the surveys is then used to help DNR officials make informed population management decisions for the birds. More information and a link to download the survey can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. Wisconsin residents will soon no longer need to pay state sales taxes on their electric and natural gas bills year-round under the new biennial budget. The state sales tax exemption had previously applied only from November to April when utility bills tend to be higher due to the winter weather. Under the new budget, the sales tax exemption will apply year-round and is estimated to save residents a combined nearly $180 million over the next 2 years. The sales tax will automatically be removed from energy bills beginning October 1st. St. Croix Hospice has announced it has entered into an agreement to acquire Mayo Clinic Health System's hospice operations in western Wisconsin. According to a press release, the agreement still requires regulatory approval, which should be finalized in the coming weeks. St. Croix Hospice operates more than 85 locations across the Midwest, and officials say the new agreement with Mayo Clinic Health System will allow them to offer patient-centric end-of-life care to even more area residents. The terms of the agreement have not yet been released. A trial date has been set for the former Glenwood City School District superintendent accused of stealing over $200,000 from the district in education reimbursements and payments for graduate courses that he never took. 53-year-old Timothy Johnson is facing a total of 17 charges, including theft in excess of $100,000, laundering money, uttering a forgery, and misconduct in office. He entered not guilty pleas to the charges in June, and a trial in St. Croix County Court is now scheduled to begin on January 21st. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
CFW. So slashed and torn.
And more.
Don't believe me, just watch.
105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
90s and more. 105.7.
My backseat, but even remember how we used to talk about